Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hobbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
In this day and age of single-parent living, you have a lot of things pulling at your strings. Insurance doesn't have to be one of them. At the Hobbard Insurance Agency, our goal is simple. We want to make your insurance buying experience as easy and affordable as possible. Simply stated, we have the policies to fit your needs and budget. Hobbard Insurance will take the time to mold a policy just for you so you can get back to your busy lifestyle. Hobbard Insurance, local-friendly people with your best interests in mind. Call for a quote today at 330-674-9091 and online at HobbardsInsurance.com.
Alongside Highland Hawks and basketball coach Mark Stables, we begin the sectional tournament play tonight against this Bellsville team and finish up regular season mark 16-6. Coach James to the IVC South, I know he dealt with some injuries there late in the year, but your observations as a whole and how the regular season kind of played out for your team.
Well, it's been a grind, played a tough schedule, dealt with some adversity, and you just hope your team's playing well at the end of the year. I think in the last couple weeks we've gotten a little bit better in practice, and obviously have some guys out, so we're, been working on just finding, more of an identity offensively. I think defensively we don't change a whole lot, but, hoping to offensively be okay here come tournament time.
Let's say, Mark, going in the past week here leading up to the postseason play here, what's been the biggest focus just practice-wise, otherwise, leading up to the postseason?
Two things. Ball pressure. We have to be able to pressure people in the tournament with, not having Big Allen there. That's a big focus. And then, just offensively, finding the right guys at the right times offensively. I'm basically making sure that the ball moves and it has to find guys like Sammy and Nick in good spots, and been working on that.
Take on Bellsville tonight to kick off a postseason play here. Obviously, the focus is to win, first of all, but at the same token, this is giving you an opportunity tonight, maybe trying to maybe get some different guys here lineup-wise to kind of play around with things as you go forward here for this team.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're going to, we feel pretty good about our rotation. We got a lot of guys that can play. In tournament time, crazy things happen with foul trouble and just different parts of the game with matchups. So, hoping tonight that, we can play a lot of kids. Hope that we get off to a good start. That's something that in games we've played well in our big games this year, we've gotten off to good starts, so we need to do that tonight.
Obviously, you get a good seed here. You get a chance to host the first couple tournament games here, and always a good thing to get kick things off here inside the Recenter.
Yeah, it's always a goal of ours, top four seed. You get to host those first two if you're able to win. And, we obviously play better at home. We feel like defensively on the big court, that kind of thing, we're always a little bit better, so we're glad to be at home tonight.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of the Highland Hawks head basketball coach, Mark Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just one day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905. 330-695-4905.
Hi, this is Moe's Beach, and I'm an independent representative of Beamer Group. Find out more about the new Beamer Premium Evo Set, which offers a complete package for optimal health. With 16 flexible coils, it can increase efficiency and ensure a perfect distribution of the proven Beamer signal throughout your body. Learn more about the FDA-cleared Class 2 medical device and experience an 8-minute session. Call Moe's at 330-231-8010 for a Beamer consultation, or log on to alife.beamergroup.com. That's alife.beamergroup.com.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Last season, of course, finished up in fourth place in the IVC South. Garraway and Sydney Valley were finished up as co-champions of the IVC South Division last season. And Highland finishing up at 13-9 overall during regular season play. While Bellsville last year, they finished up their season with a record of 9-15. In the postseason action in Division 4 last season, Highland began their tournament run with a 54-8 win over Newcomerstown. Captured the sectional title over Monroe Central, 73-30. And won in the district semifinals over Caldwell by the score of 53-46, and then down river in the district championship by the final margin of 56-54 to move on to the regional tournament. And Highland, of course, in the regional semifinals, got a win there as well over Federal Hocking, 56-51, and then a win in the regional championship game, a 2-point win there over Northside Christian, 52-50, to move on to the state semifinals, where Highland eventually would fall to Crestview by the score of 69-63 in Dayton in the state semifinals from a season ago. Bellsville, of course, lost their very first tournament game last year in the sectional as they went down to the two-seed Caldwell, 60-14 last season. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 172-279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
A single-family home located at 2735 Township Road 444 in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $399,000. This property was built in 1938 and has six bedrooms and three full baths with 2,925 square feet, located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have fresh jumbo packed chicken wings, $2.98 a pound. Pork shoulder steak, $2.99 a pound. 16-ounce Seabest perch fillets, $4.99. And Southern Seas peeled and deviled shrimp, $4.59. We also have Gerber skinless chicken thighs, $3.79 a pound. And USDA choice beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Food Club fish sticks, $1.48, and extra liquid detergent for $2.28. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice a difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding Contractors.
Highland comes in with six losses on the year. They lost their second game of the season at Dover by the score of 42-30 game. They also had a loss to Lutheran East, 52-42. A 51-40 loss also to Garraway on the road. A 59-56 three-point loss also at Ottawa Glendorf. And lost 56-55, a one-point loss at Indian Valley late in the season. And also had that 36-32 loss in the IVC Showcase to East Canton over Claymont. Other than that, all wins this year for Highland with that record of 16-6, the 10th-ranked team in Division 4. Bellsville comes in with a record of 4-17 on the year. Bellsville with the victories this season for them over Peden City, 32-28 win over them. Also won 54-52 over 100 out of West Virginia. 66-62 win over Southern, and also a 53-48 victory over Peden City as well, out of Peden, West Virginia. Bellsville, that record of 4-17. Highland averaging 52 points per contest. Bellsville, the Blue Devils, averaging 36.5 a game. Defensively, the Hawks are giving up 43 points per contest, while Bellsville gives up 54.5 a game on the defensive end. Highland, of course, finished up as co-champs out of the IVC South Division with Indian Valley this year for the Highland Hawks, while Malvern finished as the outright champions in the IVC North. And, of course, it was Lexington, the outright champs, also finished up unbeaten in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yerkesville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
This is the Division 4 Sectional East District Tournament. Of course, for Highland, they come in as the number 2 seed in this district, and they're playing host to the 16 seed Bellsville in the recenter tonight. The winner moves on to the Friday's Sectional Championship game against either the 11 seed Stralsburg or the 12 seed Frontier. And Highland, if they do win tonight, they would get a chance to host that game also on Friday as well, back here in the recenter in the Sectional Championship game. Also, the lower half of the bracket tonight has the 3 seed Toronto hosting the 7 seed River tonight, as well as the 6 seed Shadyside playing host to the 8 seed Caldwell as well. And also in the upper half of the bracket here in this district, it's the number 9 seed Bridgeport hosting the 14 seed Conotton Valley tonight. Winner of that game will play the winner of the top seed Monroe Central and the 10 seed Shenandoah. Also the 5 seed Bishop Rosecrans hosting the 13 seed Newcomerstown. Winner of that game will face the 4 seed, the winner of the 4 seed Sumo Catholic Central and the 15 seed TCC. The district semifinals in this district Tuesday, March 5th at 7 o'clock. And, of course, that's at neutral sites. And the district championship game will begin Friday, March the 8th at 7 o'clock, also at a neutral site. David Cousy Moore alongside for the broadcast tonight. We'll get some thoughts from Cousy right after this on WKLM.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
Highland played host to Bellsville to kick off Division 4 sectional tournament play. Cousy alongside for the broadcast this evening. And for here it is, Cousy, finally time for your postseason action to get underway.
Yeah, Matt, you know, and one thing that Coach Slaybaugh alluded to in his pregame, you know, talk, obviously, it was, you know, Highland's got some unfortunate injuries with Connor Beecher and you know, Alex Yoder, but, you know, it's next man up for Highland. They've got, they played a great regular season schedule, and, you know, they're still going to defend. They're going to find ways to score offensively. So, but yeah, this is the time of season that Highland looks forward to, obviously, and so, you know, through some adversity, they're ready to go tonight.
And for Highland, I know they tried to build that depth throughout the season here, and again, you put that depth, I guess, to the test now.
Yeah, and it's a good chance for some younger kids, obviously. I mean, you know, kind of put in that role maybe a little quicker than what he would like, but a great chance for people like Zeke Boddicker, C.J. Yoder, Caleb Mishra, those guys to step up a little bit and, you know, look for their opportunity to shine. So I'm sure that they aren't going to use injuries as an excuse, so ready to go tonight.
Aside from that, Cousy, what else do you expect to hear for Highland maybe kind of focus on as far as tonight is concerned?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach wants to stay sharp in his offensive game, look to play up tempo, and you know, obviously, you know, he talked about it in pregame, is the defense doesn't change, you know, the maybe different players, different roles with some of the injuries, but they're still going to pressure the basketball in full court, and I'm sure they want to be efficient in the half-court offense.
All right, we'll see what happens here this evening. We'll be back around. Cousy will have tonight's starting lineups and then the opening tip on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is loaded baked potato.
and have been assigned based on...
And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Kuzi.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. Here's the lineup for the Bellsville Blue Devils, coached by Mike Snell. Number zero is a freshman, Dylan Saffold. Number two is their leading scorer, is Kaysen Hoff. He's also a freshman at 7.6 a game. Number 11 is Marky Loudon, a senior. Number 22 is also a senior, Thorne Stoffel. And rounding out the lineup for Bellsville's number one, a freshman, Asen McBride. So the Blue Devils go three freshmen and two seniors. For the Highland Hawks, coached by Mark Schlabaugh, they go this way. Number 15, the point guard, is Alex Miller, the 5'9 sophomore. Number 11, leading scorer at 16.4, is a 6'1 senior, Sammy Detweiler. Number 10 is the 5'11 junior, Logan Hirschberger. Number 24, the 6'3 junior, averaging 12.8 per game, is Nick Wigton. And rounding out the lineup for the Hawks is number 13, the 6' junior, Sam Wangard.
Highland, of course, the 2 seed, also the 10th ranked team in Division 4. They have a record of 16-6 on the year, and coached by Mark Schlabaugh in his 19th season. For Bellsville, the 16 seed in this East District in Division 4, record of 4-17, coached by Mike Snell, as Kuzi just mentioned. And starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. We'll have your Brock car looking brand new. We'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McQuay alongside David Kuzi Border for tonight's broadcast, and also Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team. Sean Nicely is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Natalie Holbrook is working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. Also, we're video live streaming on YouTube tonight, the Garaway boys game, the Garaway sectional tournament game, playing host to West Muskingum. You can find that also on YouTube if you'd like to watch that as well for tonight, Garaway against West M. Tomorrow night, we'll have also video live streaming the Highland Stralsburg girls district semifinal game. That'll be on YouTube and also on the radio. Also on YouTube tomorrow night, girls Division II district semifinal basketball, West Holmes against Dover. Also Wayndale against Trinity in Division III, and Triway against Columbiana also in Division III, also being video live stream on YouTube for tomorrow night. Stick around. We'll be back around with the opening toss after this on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs, and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Jumping for Highland will be Nick Wigton, a 6'3 junior, and for Bellsville, Thorne Stoffel, a senior for this Bellsville Blue Devils team. Bellsville blue jerseys, blue shorts, white numerals. Highland white jerseys, white shorts, black numerals in black and red trim. Wigton wins the toss for the Hawks. They're going from left to right in the recenter. Pass goes to Alex Miller. Now cross-court pass to Weather into the corner to Nick Wigton. His three-pointer knocked down, and just like that, Highland has a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, good to see Nick shoot the ball early well, that's for sure. He gets going.
That's a good sign.
Night. Yep.
And Blue Devils have it against some light full-court pressure. The dribble by Kaysen Hoff across midcourt. Gets the handoff now to Asa McBride high on the right side. Dribbles it against Sam Winger. Dribbles it now to the left side. Deflected and stolen away by Alex Miller. He'll take it the other way. Miller to the bucket. His layup off the glass is no good. Rebound corralled by Thorne Stoffel. Back in the front court to Loudon. His layup going to be blocked inside by Detweiler. Rebound chased down by Alex Miller. Highland ball. Miller on the fast break. Pass inside goes to Wingern. His reverse layup going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Kaysen Hoff. 3-0 Highland. And Dylan Saffel across midcourt to Kaysen Hoff again. Going from right to left is Bellsville. Bounce pass to the right wing. Grabbed by Marky Loudon. He'll pick it up too soon. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds, and that will be a turnover, the second on the Blue Devils.
Yeah, again, good ball pressure out there by Highland, just forcing Bellsville into a couple quick turnovers here.
McRoy alongside Kuzi for this evening's broadcast from the the Reese Center here in boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball. Hawks have it. Alex Miller has it out top. Dribbles it now to the left wing. Miller picks it up. Inside Detweiler. Dumps it inside to Sam Winger. Now back out top to Wigton. His three-pointer going to be no good from the top of the key. Ball trickles out of bounds. That will be Bellsville basketball.
Yeah, good look for Nick from top of the key. Highland will take that every time.
3-0 Hawks. 6.5 to play first quarter. Fulker pressure being shown. Inbounded to Kaysen Hoff. Guarded by Logan Hirschberger. He'll dribble with a three-quarter score. Hoff now takes it across midcourt on the dribble. Lost it on the floor. Dives after it. Grabs it again. Pass near side off the hands of Marky Lattin. He'll grab it now. And dribbles it back near midcourt. Guarded tightly by Nick Wigdom. He'll pick it up. Loudon looking nowhere to go with it. It's a pass off. Just behind his teammate and out of bounds. Intended for Dylan Saffel. Instead, it'll be the third turnover on Bellsville. For Bellsville, just six guys on the roster. So obviously not much in terms of depth for this team.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they do have, what, four freshmen out of those six. So, hopefully get some experience here this year.
Here's Wiggins pass to Alex Miller. His three-pointers up there are going to be in and out. No good rebound. Corralled inside by Thorin Stoffel. Bellsville basketball to the front court. Stolen away by Sam Wingard. Hawks have it. Wingard to the front court. Near side corner goes to Alex Miller. Wraparound pass inside goes over to Logan Hirschberger. His shot's no good. Rebound knocked out top to Nick Wigdom. Back in the corner, Alex Miller for a three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Mark Eladen, and Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, Highland's getting good looks here. So those are going to go here eventually.
And now Alex Miller to win battle for the Hawks beneath their own backboard, up 3-0. Into the corner to Detweiler. His three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be knocked down. Right on cue, QZ. Highland knocking down the three. It's a 6-0 Hawks advantage.
Yeah, if you're a shooting team, you got a shooter's mentality. You got to get to the next shot.
Ball knocked loose again out top. Across midcourt, stolen away by Sam Wingard, the fifth Bellsville turnover. Hawks have it. Here's Detweiler to the basket. He'll be bumped and fouled. And that take to the basket, it'll send Detweiler to the foul line. Now the shoot two.
Yeah, good transition by Highland. And Sammy, got bumped in his shot going up there, but going to the line here.
First foul on Bellsville for the contest. It'll be on Thorin Stoffel. Sammy Detweiler at the charity stripe. 6'1 senior, averaging 16.5 a game and 3.5 rebounds. 80% free throw shooter on the year. He'll fire it up. It's going to be knocked down. Has 4 points so far this evening. And checking in will be Caleb Mishler, 6-foot sophomore, in for Logan Hirschberger for the Hawks. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Yoder Lumber Company. As we'll have all the area tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw in and out. No good by Detweiler. Rebound will be pulled down by Marky Latham. Bellsville basketball down 7-0. 5:12 to play in the first. Here's Hoff in the backcourt for the Blue Devils. He'll cross midcourt. Guarded by Alex Miller. Hoff with it high on the right side. Still with the dribble. The five count now. Dribbles it too long. The five count is on. The sixth turnover on Bellsville.
Yeah, you can just tell. Yeah, Highland's pressure on the ball really giving Bellsville all kinds of problems here early.
Hawks doing what they do on the defensive end, and they'll have it. Alex Miller has it into the front court. Now the Detweiler high on the right side. Out top to Sam Wingard. Left wing, Nick Wigdom. Gets the handoff back to Miller. Into the corner. Now three-pointer by Detweiler's up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Kaysen Hoff. Back in the front court, Dylan Saffel holds up it inside, deflected and stolen away by Sam Wingard. Seventh turnover, Wingard to the front court in transition, bounce pass goes inside. Grab by Mishler, out top to wide open Alex Miller, passes it up, left wing pass to Nick Wigdon, his three-pointers off the mark, and rebound grabbed by Marky Loudon. Blue Devils have it, down 7-0. Into the front court, Hoff dribbles it right wing, pass inside, grabbed by McBride, back to Hoff in the corner. Hoff looking. Pass inside, deflected, knocked under the basket, and tied up. Now they're going to call a travel, on Sample. That'll be the eighth turnover on the Blue Devils. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game. Six Money's, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Highland ball, Wigdon, pass inside, grabbed by Mishler under the basket. His layup is good.
Yeah, nicely done by Caleb Mishler. Good body control.
His first two of the game, 9-0 Hawks. Blue Devils basketball gets the fulcrum pressure. They'll throw it away off the hands of Thorin Stoffel on the throw. And that'll be the ninth turnover on Alan Bellsville in this first quarter. Timeout call, 3:48 to play first quarter. Highland up 9-0. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin has been in business since 1948. They are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. They know what kind of dedication and sacrifices have to be made for student athletes, not only for their personal goals, but also for their teams. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute the parents, coaches, teachers, and the athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone is a proud supporter of the Highland Hawks and is proud to be part of this community.
Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the area hometown Highland Hawks basketball team in this year's tournaments. Inbounded and grabbed out top by Alex Miller for the Hawks out of the timeout. Back to Detweiler. Into the corner now, received now by Yoder. Back to Detweiler, left wing. Drive to the foul line. Dumps it inside, tries to get a pass off inside to Zeke Boddicker. Instead, he threw it away. It'll be the first turnover on the Hawks.
Just a little, almost, too unselfish there, right? Got hung in there and tried to make the pass, but only the first turnover for Highland.
And Bells will have it against that pressure. Here's the ball poked loose on the floor and rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of Alex Miller's hand, so Bellsville will dodge that bullet. They'll have it here at side court. Back way alongside Cousy for the broadcast this evening. Again, video live stream tonight on the WKLM YouTube page. Also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Stoffel inbounds it. And be stolen away by Boddicker. He gets called for the foul on that attempted steal. So that'll be the first team foul on Highland. Boddicker has, of course, his first personal foul. But good aggressive play by Boddicker.
Yeah, it was. It was good hustle. Good try to make a defensive play. And, again, that's what Coach Slaywell talked about in pregame. One thing is not going to change, you know, is their defense. And, if guys want playing time for Highland, they got to play hard.
Ball embedded and grabbed out top. Pass by Hoff to the corner. Grabbed by Saffel. Dribbles it to the foul line. He's cut off. Saffel. Pass to the corner. Stolen away by Caleb Mishler. He'll have it in transition for the Hawks. Mishler's pass inside, deflected and stolen back away on that pass. Blue Devils have it the other direction. Here's Hoff. Pass deflected and stolen away by Zeke Boddicker now. Back and forth they go. The Hawks have it. Here's Alex Miller. Drive to the basket. His layup left hand going to be no good, but he's going to draw a foul. That'll be in Marky Loudon, and it'll send Alex Miller to the foul line to shoot two free throws after the 11th turnover on Bellsville of the quarter.
Yeah, good left hand there by Alex. Strong contact. And that's one thing Alex has done really well this year, is just in transition, learning how to finish at the rim. And even though he didn't make the shot, he got fouled. And, yeah, two free throw attempts here.
That free throw in and out, no good on the first attempt. But Alex Miller, 69% free throw shooter on the year, 5'9 sophomore point guard, averaging just under 8 points per game and 2.5 rebounds. Looking for his first point this evening. That free throw's up in the air. That's going to be knocked down. And now a 10-0 start for the Hawks. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Blue Devils beat the pressure on the right wing. Back to the corner of the dribble by Marky Loudon. His pass out top to Kaysen Hoff. Hoff dribbles the right wing, backs it up against Mishler. Now to the corner, to the baseline, crossover, 18-footer by Hoff up there, going to be knocked down. First points of the game for Bellsville on that shot by Kaysen Hoff. Highland has it up 10-2. Into the front court, pass out top to Alex Miller. On the left wing, back to Mishler. His three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound, corralled inside by C.J. Yoder. Back to Detweiler. He'll be bumped. That'll be a blocking foul. That'll be called on Thorne Stoffel. 13 foul in Bellsville. Stoffel has his second personal foul.
Yeah, one thing they can ill afford is foul trouble.
No doubt. There's one guy on the bench. And now Alex Miller to inbound. Pass to right wing to a wide-open Sammy Detweiler. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Kaysen Hoff. Blue Devils basketball to the front court. Hoff to the foul line. Into the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by McBride. That's no good. Rebound to the four. Fought four. Rolls out of bounds off of Zeke Boddicker's hands. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. 2:11 to play first quarter. 10-2 Highland. Now in for the Hawks. That's going to be Nick Wigdon back in. Also Sam Winger checking back in, replacing Caleb Mishler and Alex Miller. And it went down. Asa McBride, the freshman, inbounds it through the hands of Saffel. He'll grab it to the corner. Back to McBride, but out of bounds instead on that pass. And it'll be deflected or no? Yeah, it'll stay with Bellsville. And they'll inbound it here midway into the front court on that far side. McBride inbounds it to Hoff on the right wing.
Back to McBride. Dribbles it out top. Spins around to the foul line. He's double-teamed. Has it tied up. And Arrow again stays with Bellsville.
Yeah, there's a couple times there that's just been like loose balls and, yeah, and tie-ups. But, yeah, so far still stays down here with Bellsville.
The Blue Devils win that. And again, the winner moves on to the Friday sectional championship game against either Strasburg or Frontier. Embedded. And going to be a foul on the inbounds pass. Foul on C.J. Yoder trying to defend Dylan Saffel. That'll be the second team foul on Highland. Yoder has his first personal foul. So inbounded again from that same spot. McBride. Passed. Goes off the backside of Boddicker. He grabs off the deflection, but then it goes out of bounds, apparently.
Yeah, I think he could get an inbound, so just kind of threw it off the backside and stepped in. So, either way, it's Highland basketball here.
Hawks will get it right back. Sammy Detweiler will walk it into the front court. 1:50 to play in the quarter. On the right wing, the C.G. Yoder into the corner now. Grabbed by Wingard, back to Yoder, out top to Nick Wingard. Back in the right wing. Yoder out top to Nick Wigdon on the far side. Back to Detweiler. Right quarter back to Wigdon. Dribbles it, drives the lane. His shot up in the air, going to be off the glass and good. Nick Wigdon has five, 12-2 now lead for the Hawks. Blue Devils basketball beating the pressure. Hoff to the bucket, has a stolen away by Boddicker. Now gets it to Wigdon, Highland basketball. Wigdon's pass, no look to Detweiler. His layup is good. And the foul, Sammy Detweiler, a chance now for a three-point play. And now Highland's getting off the running here, up 14-2.
Yeah, good transition by Highland and around the floor very well.
12th turnover on Bellsville. 14 fouls on the Blue Devils. And that foul was on Ace McBride, his first. Detweiler has 6 points so far in this quarter. And trying to complete the three-point play. That is up, and it's going to be knocked down. Sammy Detweiler, 15-2 Hawks. Full court pressure is on. Embedded against the pressure. Grabbed now by Kaysen Hoff in the backcourt. 1:15 to play first quarter. Hoff dribbles at three-quarters court. Now across the half-court line. Dribbles it to the right wing. Back to the corner. Received by Thorne Stoffel. Dribbles it baseline. He'll back it up. Spins around. Gets the hand up. Back to Hoff. Hoff nowhere to go with it. Backs it up to the corner again against Sam Winger. Now to the baseline. Under the bucket. Fadeaway triple by Hoff. Up here, he'll bank it in.
Yeah, nice move. Good job. Back again. He's got all four for Bellsville in the first quarter.
Kaysen Hoff indeed. 15-4 Highland. They have it with 40 seconds and counting in the quarter. Here's Detweiler. Right wing pass to C.J. Yoder. Around the foul line, Wingard. Wingard head fake. Bumped. No foul. Throws it away. And now a turnover. Highland has their third turnover. Blue Devils have the basketball. Thorne Stoffel across midcourt. 20 seconds. Gets the hand off to Hoff. Knocked to the four and stolen away by Detweiler. Detweiler to the bucket. His layup left hand going to be good. 17-4 Hawks. Detweiler has 9 first quarter points. 9 seconds to go. And that is stolen away by Detweiler again. This time he will be fouled. Off the inbounds pass. Fouled on Thorne Stoffel. 15 fouls. So more free throws for Sammy Detweiler.
Yeah, 14th turnover for Bellsville in the first quarter.
And if that's on Stoffel, that'll be his third personal foul, and it is. At the foul line, Sammy Detweiler getting 9 points so far. That free throw's up, and it's going to be good. Got the bounce. Get total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Second free throw up, that's going to be good as well. Sammy Detweiler buries them both. Inbounded to Kaysen Hoff. Hoff the midcourt, poke loose. Another steal by Detweiler, and that will close out the first quarter on that turnover. And at the end of one is Highland 19 and Bellsville 4. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
And first quarter number courtesy of Cousy, where Highland was 2-for-9 on 3-point tries. Bellsville 0-for-1. The Hawks 4-for-7 from 2-point range. Bellsville 2-for-3 for 67%, while Highland was 5-of-7 for the foul line. Bellsville did not attempt the foul shot, and the Blue Devils out rebounding the Hawks 9-4. 15 turnovers though for Bellsville, 3 for the Hawks in that first quarter of play.
Yeah, that's an odd stat because Highland's not going to get too many rebound opportunities with 14 turnovers, right?
That's for sure. So, yeah. No doubt about it. Hawks have it to begin the second quarter. 3-pointer for the quarter by Nick Wigdon. Off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Wigdon. Up to the side to Logan Hirschberger. His shot is going to be waved off. They're going to call him for the travel. Kind of lost the handle of the basketball as he went up with it. And Highland has their fourth turnover of the half. Bellsville basketball against the Highland full-court pressure. Embedded and grabbed by Kaysen Hoff in the backcourt. He'll dribble it against Logan Hirschberger. Now across the timeline. Hoff has all 4 points for Bellsville in this first half so far. Picks it up. Lobs it inside. Goes to Ace and McBride. His layup will be up in the air. He'll knock it down. McBride is first, too. Makes it 19-6 Hawks. Highland quickly to the other end. The left-hand layup good by Logan Hirschberger. His first two of the contest. 21-6 lead now for Highland. Here's the dribble now by Thorne Stoffel at midcourt. Stolen away by Hirschberger. His pass inside goes to Detweiler. He'll lay it up and in. Detweiler up to 13, 23-6 lead for the Hawks. Inbounded to Marky Loudon. Hands it off to Kaysen Hoff. Hoff dribbles it at three-quarter score. And now takes it across the half-court line. 23-6 lead for Highland. Hoff picks it up. Dribbles it right wing, and that'll be a double dribble. Didn't think I was seeing things there.
No, you're right. It was, you got it. I think the ref's kind of waiting and, called the double dribble turnover.
17 turnovers here in the first half for Bellsville. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company. It'll be Blaisdon Mullins reporting all area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Sam Wingern has it out top, dribbles it to the foul line, kicks the left wing, Miller, into the corner, Nick Wigdon, his three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed inside by Marky Loudon. Blue Devils basketball, Kaysen Hoff across midcourt, down to the right wing. Back to the corner goes to Asen McBride. Poke loose by Wigdon, that'll go out of bounds, it'll stay with Bellsville.
Yeah, Highland's getting their hands on a lot of loose balls, a lot of deflections.
You see the defense even cranking up another notch here in the second quarter for the Hawks. As Asa McBride looking to inbound it. And knocked out of bounds by Sammy Detweiler. They'll have to inbound it once again.
Yeah, just another deflection and trying to make a play there. Yes, absolutely.
And McBride closer to midcourt to inbound this basketball. He'll do so, grabbed by Kaysen Hoff. Back to McBride on the right wing. Dribbles it. Out top against Wigdon. McBride to the corner. Down to the baseline. Cut off by Detweiler. Kicks it right wing through the hands of Stoffel, but grabbed behind him by Marky Loudon. Loudon out top. Pass inside. Deflected. Stolen away again. No. On the floor. Wigdon goes after it. And goes out of bounds. And somehow it's going to be off of Highland, I guess.
Yeah. That's nobody could really gain possession of the basketball there. So stays with Bellsville.
Hot potato that time. And McBride will inbound this ball again. Does so out top, goes to Marky Loudon. Loudon dribbles it right wing, gets the handoff. Over to Kaysen Hoff. Into the corner now to Asa McBride. Dribbles it out top. Close to a carry, didn't call it. McBride down to the right wing, dribbles it to the baseline. His layup going to be blocked actually by Wigdon, and it'll be out of bounds off to McBride, so we'll be Highland with the basketball.
Yeah, good attack to the rim there by Asa McBride, but Highland deflected. It will take a team defensive rebound.
So Hawks will have it into the front court. Detweiler back in the corner now. Grabbed by Sam Wangard to the baseline. His layup left hand off the glass and in.
Good left hand finish by Sam Wangard.
His first two of the game, 25-6 Highland.
Blue Devils basketball. Pass by McBride. Backcourt. Knocked to the four. Rolls out of bounds. And that's going to be off of Highland. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixBunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style. McBride inbounds it, goes to Hoff in the front court, dribbles it to the left wing, backs it up to the post. Fadeaway jumper by Hoff up the air. He'll miss the shot. Rebound chased down by Sam Winger. Highland ball. Winger to the front court. To the foul line. Spins around outside. Right corner to Alex Miller. His three-pointer's up in the air. That'll be in and out. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Loudon. Into the front court goes to McBride. He'll have it stolen by Sammy Detweiler. 18 turnover now on the Blue Devils. Detweiler has it himself for the Hawks in the front court. Down to Miller. Into the corner to Wigdon. His three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Mischler. Highland ball again. Out top, Detweiler. Drive to the lane. He'll be bumped. Layup no good, but he'll draw a foul. That'll be on Marky Loudon. The first team foul of the quarter on Bellsdale. Loudon will have his second personal foul. At the foul line, Sammy Detweiler. And as you mentioned, Cozy, one thing you can't hold back on is your effort, and we're seeing that certainly in this first half.
Right, yeah, just a lot of kids for Highland getting some playing time, and because it's this time of year, it's a game of habits. You just got to continue to play hard, and Highland knows there's bigger games down the road very soon here.
First free throw, no good. We'll have one more to go. As Zeke Boddicker's in for Sam Wingard for the Hawks. Detweiler has 13 points for the 6'1 senior, averaging 16.5 a game. That free throw going to be knocked down. 26-6 Highland ball in that and knocked out of bounds by Nick Wigdon on that inbounds pass against the full court pressure.
Yeah, Mark, one thing when you think about it, Matt, with the tournament trail, like the how short, like a week from today, we're going to the district tournament already. But even regardless of this game here, the tournament trail goes quick.
It certainly does. Embedded knocked out of bounds by Alex Miller. As you mentioned, building those good habits, that makes a difference here as you're going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, very important that Highland continues to maintain that.
Ball thrown away, stolen by Mischler. Now to Detweiler to the corner. His three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Good shot by Sammy Detweiler right there.
Has 17, 29-6 Highland. Blue Devils basketball, 4:15 to play in the half. Into the front court goes to Marky Loudon. Into the corner, now grabbed near side. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland as the ball got to the freshman's hands of Jason Ramsey.
And again, Alex Miller just being, getting his hands on loose balls and being very active defensively.
McBride to inbound. Looking, inbounds it inside. Going to be grabbed by Ramsey. Cross-court pass. Received around the foul line by Loudon. Left pan, wing pass to Hoff. Thumps it inside. Stolen away by Detweiler. Highland ball. Into the front court. Goes to Alex Miller. His left hand. That's going to be no good. Rebound. Fought four. Goes out of bounds. Highland will keep the basketball. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Color text 330-695-3000. Inbounded to Caleb Mischler. His three-pointer's no good. Rebound grabbed by Nick Wigdon. Wigdon's put back going to be no good. Rebound slapped around to the floor. Dove after, grabbed by Kaysen Hoff. And it will be into the front court for Bellsville, but thrown away by Asa McBride. Hawks have it either way. Here's Detweiler to the foul line. Right wing to Nick Wigdon. Wigdon to the baseline. His 15-footer's up in the air. That'll be in and out. No good. Rebound put back is good, however, by Zeke Boddicker.
Good follow by Zeke Boddicker on the offensive board and put back.
His first two of the contest. Timeout called. 3.5 to play. Second quarter. Highland is up 31-6. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or Sand and Gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Again, that sectional championship game would be this Friday, and Highland, of course, they win this game, they'll get a chance to host that sectional title game again in the Reese Center Friday against either the 11-seed Stralsburg or the 12-seed Frontier. We also tonight on the WKLM YouTube page, we're video live streaming the boys' Division III sectional. It's West Muskingum at Garraway going on as we speak on the WKLM YouTube page for the Garraway-West Muskingum matchup. Bellsville has the basketball out of the timeout. Kaysen Hoff across midcourt, 3.5 to play in the first half. Dribbles it against Caleb Mishler. Hoff lobs it inside, going to be knocked out of bounds by Zeke Boddicker. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. C.J. Yoder now stepping in, replacing Nick Wigdon.
Yeah, you know, one thing, Matt, too, you look out there, you know, Highlands, they're getting a lot of young kids playing time. They got like three sophomores on the floor right now, and yeah, they got three sophomores, a junior, and a senior out there. So, yeah, kids getting some valuable minutes.
Ball in bounds to the corner, grabbed by Hoff. Dumps it inside, goes to McBride, backs it in. Bryant's shot aside of the backboard. That's going to be no good. Rebound to Zeke Boddicker. Highland ball. Alex Miller pass front court, goes to streaking Sammy Detweiler, who lays it up and in. Detweiler now has 8 in the quarter, 19 for the ballgame, 33-6 lead for the Hawks. Blue Devils have it. 3 minutes to play in the half. Kaysen Hoff to the front court against Caleb Mishler. He'll steal it away. Mishler on the other side to the bucket. His layup left hand is good. Mishler has 4. 35-6 lead for Highland. 2.5 to play, second quarter. Bellsville basketball. Hoff to the front court. Shovels the left wing, knocked into bounds by Sammy Detweiler. And you talked about some of those other guys. A lot of talent in the younger class also. And these guys want to go show what they can do to the coach staff as well when they're on the floor.
Right, and that's exactly what they're looking for. I mean, they've, you know, again, some of these guys are probably put in that role and situation maybe a little bit sooner than Coach Slayball was, you know, was planning for. But again, next man up with the injuries, and not going to use that excuse. So they're thriving for their opportunities here.
Him at it out top, the Kaysen Hoff dribbles it past near side. Corralled by Dylan Saffold, dribbles it out top, spins around, lost the basketball. He'll track it back down near midcourt. Pass near side, stolen away by Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler to the bucket. His layup is going to be good.
Yeah, Sammy does such a good job of getting up in passing lanes and denying that pass and just in positions to make the steal.
It's a step quicker and a 37-6 lead for the Hawks now. 2 minutes to play in the half. Bells are with it. Here's Hoff. Picks it up against Mishler. Pass left wing goes to Staffel. Shovels it out top. Into the hands of Marky Loudon. Loudon picks it up on the left point. Nowhere to go with it. Pass inside. Under the bucket goes to Ramsey. He'll back it up to the corner. 1:40 to play. Ramsey grabs it. Dribbles it now to the corner. To the baseline. Under the bucket. He'll dribble out of bounds, though. And that will be a turnover. And up to 24 turnovers in the half.
Yeah, good ball pressure by C.J. Yoder. Just forced him into a turnover on the baseline. And again, yeah, Highland's putting more younger kids in here at the end of the first half. And just, yeah, anybody's out there looking to really just pressure the basketball.
Caleb Yoder in, the 5'11 sophomore in the ballgame now, along with C.J. Yoder. Caleb Yoder back to C.J. on the left wing in the front court. Into the corner to Boddicker, inside Sam Wingard. Wingard, instead of the paint, kicks to right wing. Back in the quarter, drive to the baseline. Cross-court pass left side. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be knocked down by C.J. Yoder.
Good pass. Good shot.
Yoder has his first points in the game. 40-6 lead now for the Hawks. Blue Devils basketball to the front court. Here's Hoff on the right wing. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Hoff working this Andrew Weaver out top. Picks it up. Passed inside. Under the bucket. Reverse layup going to be no good by Thorin Stoffel. Rebound grabbed by C.J. Yoder. Hawks basketball. Yoder's bounce pass inside goes to Sam Wingard. His layup is no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Thorin Stoffel. 40 seconds to go in the half. Kaysen Hoff has it in the front court. Dribbles it out top. Poke loose. Grabs it again near midcourt. Crossover. Now high left. Poke loose again by Boddicker. Dove after. And stolen away. With the basketball is Caleb Yoder. His layup is going to be good. Caleb Yoder's first 2, 42-6 lead for Highland. 15 seconds to go. 25 turnovers in the half for the Blue Devils. Kaysen Hoff to the front court. Final 5 seconds. Hoff out top to the foul line. Pass to your side, thrown away. Stolen by Andrew Weaver as the first half will come to a close. Halftime score from the Reese Center Boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball. It's Highland 42 and Bellsville 6. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek to help. Walnut Hills has been awarded a 5-star rating from CMS, as well as a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine the rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the 5-star therapy services at Walnut Hills, call us at 330-893-3200.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg. Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
It is halftime at Boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball from the Reese Center here at Dave Stayball Court. Highland with the big lead at halftime, as expected, up 42-6 over the 16-seed Bellsville. Highland jumped out to a 19-4 lead after one, outscoring the Blue Devils 23-2 in the second quarter. And Highland a 42-6 lead at halftime. Laid away for Highland in the first half, that was Sammy Detweiler. Detweiler going 2-for-4 from beyond the arc. He was also 5-for-5 from two-point range and 5-for-7 for the foul line. Sammy Detweiler led all scorers with 21 points in that first half, already in double figures for the 15th time on the season. And for Detweiler, 3 points shy of tying his season high. Also 5 points for Nick Wigdon. 4 points scored also by Caleb Mishler. 3 points for C.J. Yoder in that first half. Also 2 points apiece for Sam Ringard, Logan Hirschberger, as well as Zeke Boddicker and Caleb Yoder. 1 point scored by Alex Miller, running out the Highland total of 42. For Bellsville, it was 4 points for Kaysen Hoff and 2 for Asa McBride, running out their total of 6 points. Halftime score, Highland 42 and Bellsville 6. Now with a look at the first half team numbers, here's Cousy.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. From the three-point line, Highland went 4 of 16, while Bellsville went 0 for 1. From the two-point line, Highland went 12 of 19, shot the ball very well. Bellsville went 3 for 8. From the charity stripe, Highland went 6 for 9. Bellsville did not attempt a free throw. The rebound department, it was 13 rebounds apiece for both teams. And the big story of the first half, the turnover department, Highland just committed 4 turnovers, while Bellsville had 26 miscues, which obviously led to a lot of Highland fast break points and easy baskets.
Highland individually rebounding-wise, Nick Wigton had 3 boards in that first half to lead the way for Bellsville. 4 rebounds apiece for Kaysenhoff and Mark Eladen. 3 rebounds also for Thorne Stoffel. And halftime score, Highland up 42-6. And Highland, for the most part, Cousy taking care of business in that first half.
Yeah, they just, you know, and again, you know, what Coach Slayball alluded to in the pregame was you can't control your, you know, who you're going to play here early on in the tournaments, but you control your defensive effort and your habits. And we talked a little bit about there in the first half with, you know, how quickly the tournament trail just kind of you know, goes by the wayside, right? So like a week from today, you're talking, you're going to be in the district tournament for the boys, you know, girls district this week. A week from today, the girls are in the Sweet 16. So, you know, your season, you prepare for this opportunity with playing great non-league games, and your window of opportunity in the postseason is very small. So for Highland, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. They want to make sure that they can control what they can control.
No doubt. And could Highland will playing host again in the sectional final this Friday against either the 11 seed Stralsburg or the 12 seed Frontier. Halftime score here, Highland up 42-6 over Bellsville. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. Sols in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sols online at solsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook. A condominium located at 2779 Cove and Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions for lease with an asking price of $2,000. This property was built in 2016 and is a two-bedroom and two-bath condo at the Cove and Walnut Creek. That includes a master suite with a walk-in closet and tilted shower, fully equipped kitchen, first-floor laundry, and a sunroom leading out to a new concrete patio with 1,648 square feet. Located in the East Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kate Overton at 330-602-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Fikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. We are video live streaming tonight's contest, of course, on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Sean Nicely, who's producing tonight's video live stream coverage. Natalie Holbrook is working the cameras as well. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. And, of course, it is Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Matt Coyle inside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast. As we get started for the second half, reminder also, currently on YouTube, we have the Boys Division 3 sectional. West Muskegon is at Garraway. That is being a video live stream also on YouTube tonight. Tomorrow we'll have on the radio and also on YouTube the Girls Division 4 District Semifinals. It'll be Strasburg against Highland over at Sienny Valley. Also tomorrow night on YouTube, we'll have West Holmes against Dover. And also on YouTube tomorrow night, the Wayndale Trinity game and Triway Columbiana all tomorrow night. Video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. All ready for the second half now. And Bellsby has it going left to right. Here's Kaysen Hoff, who dribbles it to the left wing. He'll pick it up. Lobs it out top, deflected and corralled by Marky Loudon. Dribbles the right wing. Loudon gets the hand up out top. Dylan Saffel comes to a jump stop. Saffel, nowhere to go with it. His hand off, deflected up in the air, and knocked to the floor, stolen away by Sam Winger. That's turnover number 27 for the ballgame. Quickly to the corner, goes to Alex Miller. Miller to the baseline. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor, goes out top to Sammy Detweiler. In the corner, Nick Bigden now for a three-pointer. That'll be no good. And crowd on the board by Dylan Saffel. Bellsville has it early in the third quarter. Hoff across midcourt. Double team and gets called for carrying with the basketball. That's turnover number 28 for the contest.
Yeah, not a good start here for Bellsville. They 26 turnovers the first half and first two possessions. But we got the running clock here going early in the second half.
No doubt that the Hawks will have it. Yeah, Alex Miller has it out top. Now the Detweiler right wing back in the corner to Alex Miller. Miller dumps pass inside. It's the winger to Grady Monagold, who's getting the start for the second half. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawks. Grady Monagold, 6'2 sophomore, in there to start off this third quarter for Highland.
And again, a game like this, just an opportunity for those younger kids to, like Grady, to get some good minutes here in tournament time.
Here's Detweiler to the foul line. Pass inside goes to Sam Wingard. His shot in traffic. Banks it in, Sam Wingard. Wingard has four, his second bucket of the game. 44-6 lead for the Hawks. Running clock, as Cousy mentioned, here in the second half. Blue Devils basketball. Hoff bounced and picks it up too soon. Now the pass goes right corner. Chased down by Thorne Sofel. Dribbles behind his back, back to the right side, knocked to the floor, and stolen away by Alex Miller. Miller to the front court on the fast break for the Hawks. Inside goes to Sam Wingard. His layup is going to be good.
Yeah, really nice pass by Alex Miller. Alex having a tough time offensively sometimes getting the ball to go through, but man, he's playing a great floor game. Passing the ball extremely well.
Certainly is. 46-16 now for Highland. Wingard has 6 points. Blue Devils basketball. Right wing now to Dylan Saffel. Poke loose with a steal by Sam Wingard. Wingard on the other side to the bucket. Pass inside, deflected back to him. Grabs it. Inside the paint goes to Wigton. His shot is no good. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Sam Wingard's hands. So Bellsville will have the basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online. SixMonies.com. Six Monies, for quality and service never go out of style. Bellsville has it. On the right wing, here's Hoff. Pass inside, knocked to the floor, stolen by Sam Wingard. Up to 31 turnovers from the front court, grabbed, and layup is going to be good by C.J. Yoder in the game now. C.J. Yoder has 5. 48-6 lead now, 48-6 advantage for the Hawks with 4:40 to play in the third. Blue Devils basketball. Here's Hoff out top. Bounce pass, stolen away by Sam Wingard. Winger to the bucket. His left layup, left hand, no good, but he will be fouled by Asa McBride. First team foul on Bellsville. McBride has his second personal foul, and Sam Winger being very active in this third quarter.
He is, yeah. Sam's just, again, just defensively just having his hands in the passing lanes and, you know, making plays.
Winger at the charity stripe, 6 points so far this evening. For the six-foot junior, averaging 5 points per game and 3.5 rebounds. Free throw is no good. 67% free throw shooter on the year. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard, again on WKLM, brought to you by Yoder Lumber Company, Blaise DeMolins reporting all the area boys tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw also no good by Wingard. And rebound grabbed by Marky Latham. Blue Devils basketball. Now to Kason Hoff, who crosses midcourt. Hoff dribbles it. Now takes it high on the right. Bounce pass goes to the right side to McBride. Dumps inside the Hoff, and he'll be fouled as he corrals that basketball. And that'll be first team foul on the Hawks. As Highland gets some different subs in. Caleb Mishler is in. Also in Zeke Boddicker. Andrew Weaver checking in. Caleb Yoder also in the game for the Hawks as well. And Cade Beachy also checking in, 6 foot junior. Into the corner, pass goes to Marky Loudon. He'll pick it up. Loudon on the right wing, looking. Looking, nowhere to go with it. Finally gets the handoff and stolen away by Caleb Mishler. 33 turnovers. He'll throw it deflected out of bounds off the hands of Hoff. So Highland will have the basketball in the backcourt with 2:45 in counting. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Call them 330-279-4522. Highland basketball to Boddicker to the corner. Shovels it out top now to Beachy. Around the foul line, received it inside of the bucket to Zeke Boddicker. His reverse layup is no good. Rebound goes to McBride. Blue Devils basketball, Hoff to the front court. Crossover left point. Backs it up. Crossover now to the left wing. Gets the bounce pass off. And stolen away by Andrew Weaver. Weaver to the bucket. His layup is going to be good. Weaver off the bench. His first two of the night. 50-6 lead now for Highland. And Blue Devils have it to the front court. Here's Kason Hoff. And a Marky Loudon high on the left side. Loudon dribbles it now right wing. Fumbled, picks it up along the baseline. Dumps it inside, goes over to Saffel. Shot no good, rebound goes to Boddicker. Now to Weaver to the front court for Highland. Weaver, layup off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound to the four is received by Caleb Yoder. Back of the opposite corner goes to a three-pointer by Caleb Mishler. He'll knock it down. Caleb Mishler from deep.
Yeah, Caleb's got a nice-looking three-point jump shot for sure.
7 points for him, for Caleb Mishler. His first three-pointer he's knocked down tonight. 53-6 lead for Highland. 105 to play in the third quarter. Blue Devils have not scored in this third. Into the corner, three-pointer up there by Marky Loudon. Going to be off the mark. And is grabbed off the bounce of the board by Zeke Boddicker. Pass front court goes to Cade Beachy. His layup is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kason Hoff behind him. 50 seconds to go in the third now. Blue Devils basketball. With it is Marky Loudon, dumps it inside, knocked to the four, and stolen away by Zeke Boddicker. 35 turnovers for the Blue Devils, and Hawks will have it to the front court. Caleb Yoder shovels right wing to Weaver, back out top to Mishler, left wing back to Caleb Yoder. Out top to Mishler to the corner to Weaver, Weaver to the baseline, dumps it inside to Boddicker, deflected away. Knocked out top, back to Mishler to the corner now to Cade Beachy. His three-pointer knocked down. Cade Beachy from deep. The six-foot junior with that three-point basket, 56-6 Highland. Blue Devils have it. Three-pointer up in the air going to be no good by Kason Hoff. Rebound to Boddicker to close out the third quarter of action. At the end of three, Highland 56 and Bellsville 6. This is sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets,
cables and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Hyla was 2-for-3 on three-point tries, 67%, where Bellsville was 0-for-2. Highland also 4-for-9 from two-point range. Bellsville did not attempt the two-point shot. Bellsville did not attempt the foul shot, and Highland was 0-for-2. While Bellsville out-rebounded Highland 6-to-5. 9 turnovers, though, for the Blue Devils. None for Highland. And Highland shutting out Bellsville 14-0 in that third quarter of play. Highland has it in the fourth and in command of this one in the sectional tournament. Into the corner goes to Brady Monigold, dribbles it to the baseline, crosser pass, right corner, now top to Cade Beachy. His three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound going to be grabbed by McBride. Bellsville has it. 56-6 lead for Highland as we begin the fourth quarter of action. Highland looking to move on to Friday's sectional final back at the recenter against either Stralsburg or Frontier. Bellsville basketball. Hoff has it out top. Hoff dribbles it. Shovels the right wing back to Marky Loudon. Crossover to the baseline, spins around. Favorite jumper by Loudon, no good, but he will draw the foul. Senior Marky Loudon at the foul line. The shoot two after that foul. That'll be called on Highland, their first team foul of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this should be the first trip to the free throw line for Bellsville tonight.
Foul on Monigold, his first. Free throw by Loudon is going to be off the mark on the first attempt. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Yoder Lumber Company. And again, Blaze and Mullins reporting on the area boys tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw is good by Loudon. His first point this evening. 56-7 lead for Highland. First point of the second half for Bellsville. Highland ball to the front court. Here's Caleb Yoder. Into the right post to Monigo, backs it in. Could say in the game now, Logan Miller, rather, for the Hawks. Left wing pass goes to Caleb Yoder. From the foul line, Logan Miller. Miller backs it in. His shot up in the air going to be knocked down. Logan Miller in the crowd on their feet, Cousy, after that bucket.
Yeah, brings the house down for Logan. Good bucket for Logan Miller.
58-7 lead for the Hawks. Logan Miller knocking it down. Bellsville basketball. Pass the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Stoffel. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Cade Beachy. Logan Miller is his first points of the season for the Hawks. Highland has it. Pass inside. Goes to Logan Miller again. Reverse layup going to be good again. He's red hot, Cousy.
He's got that same fadeaway jump shot.
Little jump hook in there. 60-7 Highland. 5.5 to go. Blue Devils basketball. Here's Kaysen Hoff. Pass goes over to McBride high on the right side.
Hey, the crowd was looking for some energy. They got it
in the fourth
quarter with Logan Miller.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. McBride to the corner. 18-footers up there going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. And great to see that energy, right? Because you see these guys kind of cheering for their teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. The bench was very excited for Logan. So, good for the teammates for sure.
Caleb Yoder to the corner. Right on the foul line, Logan Miller. Inside the paint, Miller shut up again and be blocked this time. Rebound goes to McBride.
But he's got the turnaround jump shot down.
Yes, he does.
He does, yeah.
I like that move.
Yeah.
Blue Devils have it. Here's Hoff out top. Dumps inside, backdoor cut by McBride. He'll grab it and lay it up and in. Asa McBride has 4. 60-9, Highland with the lead. All Hawks 4.5 to go. Now to Weaver on the left wing. Out top to Cade Beachy. Back to Weaver left side. Into the corner now, Grady Monigold. His three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Marky Loudon. Loudon across midcourt. Midway point of the fourth quarter. Of course, the running clock into effect in the second half. Jason Ramsey has it. The freshman dribbles it out top. And his pass stolen away by Cade Beachy. Beachy to the bucket. His layup is going to be good. Thought he was going for a dunk there for a second.
Well, he got kind of caught between, but the ball left his hands, and somehow it still went in.
5 points for Beachy, 62-9 lead for the Hawks.
Yeah, I'm Coach. All Coach Label wants to make that shot.
Exactly. Counts just the same, doesn't it?
Yep.
Kasenhoff to the right wing, gets the handoff. Here's Thorne Stoffel out top. Dribbles the left wing. Spins around top of the key. Hands it off to Marky Loudon. Drive. Lost it. Out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of our vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Hawks have it. 3 minutes to play. Cade Beachy's pass to the right block inside. Logan Miller again backs it in. Miller kicks it out top. Back to Weaver. Left wing to Caleb Yoder. Into the corner to Monagold. Knocked out of bounds. Highland will keep the basketball. 62-9 Highland. Looking to move on to Friday's sectional final against either Stralsburg or Frontier back at the Reese Center. Embedded to Logan Miller. His layup is going to be off the glass and good. Logan Miller is 6 points in the quarter.
Yeah, good entry pass, and Logan finished off the glass there.
Blue Devils have it. Here's Hoff to the right wing. Pass inside, goes over to McBride. Back to Hoff on the right side. Jab step. Pass into the right block, goes to McBride. His layup goes over the backboard. That's no good. Rebound to Logan Miller. Miller on the boards as well. 2 minutes to go. Weaver on the left wing gets it out top to Cade Beachy. Right corner now to Caleb Yoder. Left corner, Weaver. Weaver's three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. It's grabbed inside by Cade Beachy, though. Inside Logan Miller. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed this time by Marky Loudon. 1.5 to play. Hawks looking for their 17th victory on the year. Loudon in the left wing. His three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Yoder. He'll be fouled after the rebound by McBride. First team foul of the quarter. And McBride has his third personal foul. Final minute 13 to go in counting. And again, after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixthemoneys.com. Highland ball. Cade Beachy around the foul line. Monagold back to Beachy. Out top to Weaver. Left wing back to Caleb Yoder. Foul line Logan Miller now. Back out top to Weaver for a three-pointer. That'll be no good. Rebound to Grady Monagold. Gets it out top back to Weaver. 40 seconds to play in the fourth.
Yeah, we saw Highland's probably just going to hold the ball here.
A dribble out the clock. And Hannah looking to move on here to the sectional final. Back at the Reese Center here, and possibly against another IVC opponent. We'll see if Stralsburg is able to pull out that win here on Friday. But again, Highland will get a chance to host that game in the sectional championship here on Friday night. So Highland, as they dribble off the clock, they win it by the final margin of 64-9. Move on to the Friday sectional final. Highland goes to 17-6 on the year. They've won two straight. Valesville will end their season as a 16 seed with a record of 4-18 on the year and on a four-game losing streak. Again, the final, Highland wins it 64-9. They move on to the Friday sectional final. Back with a post-game show next on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have boneless beef English shoulder roast, $3.99 a pound. Bone-in Western-style shoulder ribs, $1.79 a pound. Boneless ribeye steaks, $12.99 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price this Thursday through Sunday and get 12-ounce Sugardale sliced bacon, $1.98. Selected Pillsbury Crescent cinnamon rolls or Grand Biscuits, $1.48. And Black Topper Zest Pink Salmon, $3.48. Now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply.
modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill shake and shingle. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRB Siding Supply.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
It is the final boys Division 4 sectional shrub of basketball from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center and Dave Schlayball Court. Highland gets the win by the final margin of 64-9 over Bellsville. Last we knew, Strasburg had a 35-27 lead after three quarters over Frontier. And, of course, Highland will play the winner of that game in Friday's sectional final here at the Reese Center. Highland jumped out top 19-4 after one and never looked back, outscoring the Blue Devils 23-2 in the second quarter. Highland led 42-6 at halftime. Highland shutting out Bellsville 14-0 in that third quarter. They led 56-6 through three. And Highland wins the basketball game by the final margin of 64-9. Individually leading the way for Highland, that was Sammy Detweiler, who led all scores. Detweiler in double figures for the 15th time of the year, was 3 points shy of tying his season high. He went 2-for-4 from three-point distance, 5-for-5 from two-point range, 5-for-7 from the foul line for 21 points and did not play the entire second half with the 21 points by Sammy Detweiler. Also scoring, Caleb Mishler finished up with 7 points for him on the evening. Mishler just 2 points shy of tying his season high with those 7 points. 6 points scored by Sam Winger for the contest. 5 points also for C.J. Yoder tonight as well for the Hawks. C.J. Yoder had a season high with those 5 points for him. And also scoring for the Hawks, Logan Miller with 6 points in the fourth quarter. That's a new season high for him. And he not scored all season long before the tonight and had 3 buckets he knocked down in the fourth quarter. Logan Miller gets the 6 points for the Hawks, the 6-foot junior tonight for Highland. And also 5 points for Cade Beachy as well. Cade Beachy with those 5 points. A new season high for him. And also for the Hawks, it was a 5 point score by Nick Wigdon. And 5 points, actually, it was 2 points apiece for Logan Hirschberger as well as Zeke Boddicker. Caleb Yoder and Andrew Weaver each had 2 points as well. 1 point for Alex Miller, running out the Highland total of 64. And on the other end for Bellsville, it was Kason Hoff and Asa McBride, each with 4 points. 1 point score by Marky Latham, running out their total of 9. Final score, Highland moving on to the Friday sectional final. They win it 64-9 over Bellsville. Now for the final team numbers, here's Cousy.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much. So for Highland from the 3-point line, they went 6 of 24 for 25%. Bellsville, meanwhile, went 0 for 5. From the 2-point line, Highland went 20 out of 34 for 59%. Bellsville went 4 of 11 for 36%. From the free throw line, Highland went 6 of 11 for 55%. Bellsville, meanwhile, went 1 of 2 for 50%. Rebound department, Highland had 24, Bellsville had 21. And turnover department, Highland committed 4 turnovers while Bellsville had 37.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Zeke Boddicker had 5 boards for the contest, 3 rebounds, Nick Wigdon, and for Bellsville, 5 rebounds apiece for Kason Hoff Actually, 6 rebounds also for Marky Ladin for the game as well. Highland wins it 64-9, and Highland dominant as expected here tonight, Cousy.
Yeah, and again, you know, Matt, one of the things that we talked about, you know, throughout the game and even Coach Slabon pregame was just some younger kids, their defensive pressure constantly, no matter, you know, who's on the floor. And, you know, they took advantage of that. You know, it was a clean played ball game for Highland, which I'm sure is what Coach Slabon wanted to see. And, you know, they're just, you know, some kids that normally maybe don't get a lot of minutes got some opportunities tonight. And you never know. Down the tournament trail, you need a player off the bench to play, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes. And, you know, some great experience here tonight for them.
And Logan Miller will be our Six Money's player of the contest. He had 6 points in that fourth quarter. Again, his first points of his varsity season. You can tell how excited his teammates were for him to get out there and knock down some buckets for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly well-deserved for him. And yeah, just some big moments. And again, a game like this, you know, the fourth quarter, there's kind of a, you know, kind of a lull in the gymnasium. And, you know, Logan got in there, made a couple of nice turnaround jump shots. So, yeah, certainly a great honor for him to get the player of the game.
12 players in the scoring column tonight, and that's also a good thing, Cousy, as you talked about, getting some different guys in there because you're going to need some guys as you go forward here in this postseason trail.
Yeah, absolutely. When guys like Caleb Mischer, Zeke Boddicker, C.J. Yoder, you know, and C.J. hit that jump shot, that three in the first half. And remember, he took a charge early in the season. I said, well, that's something his sister never took. Well, that three sure did look like his sister Morgan, you know, shooting the basketball. So,
yeah.
Shooting the ball great. So maybe she taught him something. So, there you go. Good shot for C.J. But, yeah, those younger kids absolutely stepping up and just, again, looking for opportunities to play varsity basketball.
First, the Highland boys could play Strasburg. We'll see here on Friday. And we know the girls are going to play Strasburg tomorrow night, Cousy. We'll be there for that one at Sydney Valley. That should be a lot of fun here in tomorrow's district semifinal.
Yeah, kind of a rematch of last year's district semifinal game also with, you know, with Strasburg and Garraway. And, you know, talking to Coach Brady, you know, this week, he's, you know, Strasburg's got some length. And, you know, in the IBC showcase, their starting point guard did not play, so she'll be playing tomorrow night. But, yeah, just again, Matt, just very, you know, this time of year, like, you know, district semifinals tomorrow for girls. After tomorrow night, you're down to the district final with a berth to go to the Sweet 16. So certainly going to go fast, and, you know, teams have to really just prepare for this time of year.
We'll see what happens with that. Highland, meanwhile, the boys get the win tonight, 64-9. They go to 17-6 on the year. Highland will play again in that sectional final Friday at the Reed Center against either the 11-seed Strasburg or the 12-seed Frontier at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And for us right now, currently we are video live streaming the Garraway-West Muskegon game. If you're going to catch that one, that's on YouTube right now. And also coming up tomorrow, we'll have 4 games coming away tomorrow, all video live streamed on YouTube. The Highland-Strasburg girls game, that'll be also on the radio as well as on YouTube tomorrow night from Massini Valley in Division 4. You can catch that game with airtime about 6:30. Also tomorrow night on YouTube, we'll have the West Holmes Dover girls district semifinal contest as well. That'll be video live streamed. And also tomorrow night in Division 3, we'll have the Wayndale Trinity game and the Triway Columbiana game also tomorrow night as well on the WKLM YouTube page. That'll wrap things up for us here from the Reed Center. For Cousy, I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks also to our video live stream partners tonight. That's Claxon Communications, Sean Leisley, along with Natalie Holbrook, allowing us to bring you this video live stream coverage, as well as a Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Again, the final score in boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball from the Reed Center. Highland wins at 64-9 over Bellsville to move on to Friday's sectional championship game. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.